Masechet Kinim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, the last Mishnah in the Masechet and the last Mishnah in Seder Kodashim. Mishnah says, Ha'isha she'amra hare alai ken kesh'eled zachar. If a woman says, I obligate myself to bring a voluntary pair of birds if I give birth to a baby boy. Yalda zachar nevi'ah she'tekinim. If she gives birth to a baby boy, she has to bring two pairs of birds for the Kohen to offer, ahad lenidra, ve'ahad lechovata, one to fulfill her swear, and one to fulfill her obligation. A woman who gives birth has to bring a lamb as an ola, and a bird as a hatat. If she can't afford the lamb, she brings a bird as an ola as well. So here we're talking about a woman who's poor and cannot afford a lamb. She has to bring the pair of birds that's obligatory upon her, one as an ola, and was at one as a hatat, and then she has to bring the one that she just swore to bring if she gave birth to a baby boy. Both birds are offered as olot in this swear that she made, this vow that she made, and like we said, the obligatory pair are offered as a hatat and as an ola. Netanatam lekohen, if she gives them to a kohen to offer for her, v'akohen tzarich la'asot shalosh, Peredim milmalan ve'ahat milimatan. The Kohen has to offer three of the birds above, like an ola, and one below, like a hatat, like we said, because the two in the vow really are for an ola. Lo asa ken, if he didn't do so, ela asa shetayim limalan ushtayim limatan ve'lo nimlach, but he made a mistake and he offered two above the red line as olot and two below as hatat. He didn't ask the woman what they were for. He just assumed they were two regular pairs that she was obligated to bring. The halakha is she has to bring one more bird and offer it above the red line as in ola, the swear pair that was supposed to be two olot. So the Kohen offered one of those birds that was supposed to be as in ola. He offered it as a hatat. So now she's one ola short. She has to complete it by bringing one more bird as an ola. Mimin ehad. All of that talking about if she brought two pairs of birds from one species of birds, either a dove or a young pigeon. Mishene minin tavishetayim. But if she brought to the Kohen two pairs from two different species, one pair of doves and one pair of pigeons, the Kohen has to, and then the Kohen offered both pairs as obligatory. But he doesn't remember which pair he offered first. He doesn't remember which one was the obligatory one and which one was the vow one. So what she has to do is tavisha tayim halachai. She has to bring two more birds to fulfill her vow, one dove and one pigeon, and the Kohen has to offer both of them as olot. When he was given both of those pairs, he should have offered one pair as the obligatory pair and the other pair as the neder, as the vow. And he would have fulfilled all of the requirements. But in this case, the Kohen made a mistake. He offered both pairs as obligatory. So therefore, the first pair he offered counts for the obligation. The second pair he offered is considered to be the mistaken vow pair, which should have been two olot, but he did a hatat and an ola, so therefore he's one ola short. So what the woman has to do here is make up the missing ola with another one of the same species. Problem is, she doesn't know which one was offered as that neder one. Was it the one that was it the dove, or was it the pigeon? So she doesn't know. So therefore, she has to bring both, and whichever one is the correct one to cover both possibilities, the Mishnah tells us she has to bring both of them to complete the pair with the bird that she was supposed to bring. Now we'll go back to the first case, where both pairs were the same type of bird, and add another variable to the case. Peresha nidra. What's the law if she specified which type of bird her neder was going to be? Let's say she made a neder to bring a voluntary pair if she has a baby boy, and she swore that she would bring a particular type of bird, a dove or a pigeon, but she doesn't remember which type she specified. She then brings two pairs of the same type to the Kohen, who offers the second pair improperly, one as a hatat, one as an ola, instead of both of them as an ola. We say, Siricha lehavi od shalosh peredim. The halakha is she has to bring three more birds to fulfill her vow. One of them from the same type that the Kohen offered, and two from the other type. What happens here is, let's say a woman made a swear again to bring, we'll call it doves, as her neder, and whatever else she brought as her obligatory one. So now the Kohen goes and he brings the first pair. Those count towards the regular obligation. Then there's, again, these two birds that he goes to offer also, but he offers it mistakenly. He offers one as an olah, one as a hatat. So automatically the hatat is a problem. So she has to bring one more from that same species in case that was the species that she actually dedicated, and that would fulfill her possible obligation. But let's say that wasn't the bird that she originally took a neder to bring. Then therefore she has to bring two other birds from the second species, either the dove or the pigeon, the one that she didn't, the other one that she didn't bring already. She has to bring two more because maybe the first korban that she brought was wrong. The first neder obligation she brought was the wrong animal, wrong species. So she has to bring two more animals from the new one, or two more birds from the new one, and offer them both as an olah. Mimineha, that's the law when she brought the Kohen both pairs from one species of bird, either all doves or all pigeons. Mishne minin, but what if she brought the Kohen two pairs from two species, one pair of doves and one pair of pigeons, and the Kohen then offers them both as obligatory pairs, but he doesn't remember which one he offered first. The one he offered first would be the obligatory pair. In that case, tavi arba, she has to bring four more birds to fulfill her vow, two doves and two pigeons, which the Kohen then offers as olot. We don't know which one she swore to bring, and we don't know which one the Kohen offered first. The one that she swore to bring, either doves or pigeons, it would have to have been offered second, because the first korban that's offered is automatically the obligatory one. So if the Kohen offers the one that she actually swore as a neder first, as the obligatory pair, then she still has to bring two for the neder. So, and that could happen twice, because she doesn't know which species she swore to do, and she doesn't know which species the Kohen offered first. He doesn't know. So therefore, she has to bring two more pairs, two of the birds, the doves, and two of them pigeons, to automatically and guarantee that she fulfilled her obligation. Another factor to the case. Kava'a nidra. What's the law if she attached her vow to her obligatory pair? So in addition to saying that she's going to bring a vow, she swore that she would bring it together with her obligatory pair. So together with the olah from the same species as the obligatory pair. What does she have to do in that case? Siricha lahavi od hamesh piradim. She has to bring five more birds to fulfill her vow. One of them is to be an olah from the same species that the Kohen offered, and then two species from a dove, and then two species from a bird in order to fulfill her obligation in a guaranteed way. That's all talking about if she promised to bring it from one species, either doves or pigeons. Mishne minin tavishesh. But if she brought to the Kohen two pairs from two species, one pair of doves, one pair of pigeons, and the Kohen then offered both pairs as obligatory, hatat and the olah, that was his mistake. He doesn't remember which one he did first. So therefore, she has to bring six more birds to definitely fulfill her vow. She brings one pair of doves, one pair of pigeons, since she doesn't remember which one she specified, and also one dove and one pigeon to attach to them, because she doesn't know which species her obligatory pair was brought from, so since the Kohen doesn't remember. So therefore, she had to attach the olah that she's bringing to the neder pair that she's bringing. So therefore, she has to bring both to attach to both of these possibilities. Now we'll say one more case where she specified the species of her neder. She forgot which species she said, and she attached it to her obligatory pair. Netanatam the Kohen ve'eno yadua manatna. She gave her two pairs, one obligatory pair and one of her neder pairs, to the Kohen, but she doesn't know which species she gave him. Maybe all doves, maybe all pigeons, or maybe one pair of each. Halacha Kohen ve'asa ve'en yadua me'asa. The Kohen offered them. He doesn't know. He doesn't remember which one he offered. He doesn't remember if they were all hatat, if they were all olah, or half and half. What's the halacha? Sircha lehavi od arba'a peradim lenidra ushtayim lechovata v'hatataha. She has to bring four more birds for her vow offering, all of them counting as olot. one pair of doves and one pair of pigeons, because she doesn't remember which one she specified. Two birds for her obligatory olah offering, one of each. Vehatat ahat, and one more hatat of either species for a total of seven birds to fulfill her obligation. Ben Azai omer shetehatat. Ben Azai argues on that last detail. He says she doesn't bring one hatat, she has to bring two of them, one of each species, a dove and a pigeon. He followed the opinion in the Mishnah earlier that the first bird to be offered for the obligatory pair sets the species required for the pair, whether it's an olah or a hatat. So therefore, Ben Azai has to count for one more variable that more than Tana Kama does. Maybe one of the original four birds was properly offered as the woman's obligatory olah, and therefore we don't know which one it was. So in order to make sure that it matches up with that same species, Ben Azai says she has to bring two hataot, one of each species. It comes out that if everything was done correctly, the woman would have had to only bring four birds to fulfill her obligation, the obligatory pair and the neder pair. Because of the variables and the complications of a improper offering, forgetting what was specified, forgetting what was offered, she has to bring an additional seven birds according to Tana Kama, and an additional eight according to Ben Azai. The Mishnah says here that a popular saying in the time, that sometimes when things go wrong, they get much more complicated and elaborate. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Zehu Sha'amru, says Rabbi Yoshua, this is what they say about a ram. Keshehu Hai Kolo Ehad, when he's alive, his voice is one, only with his mouth. Keshehu Met Kolo Shiva, when he dies, his voice is seven. The sound of a ram are much more elaborate after he dies than when he's alive. Kesad Kolo Shiva, how does his voice have seven times, how is he seven times greater when he's dead? Shete karnav, shete hatzotzrot, shete shokav, shene halilin. When he's dead, his two horns could be used as trumpets. His two thigh bones could be used as flutes. Orol etof, his skin could be made into a drum. Me'av linvalim, his stomach could be turned into a sound box for a harp. Bene me'av likinorot, his intestines could be stretched into strings for harps. Ve'yesh omrim af samro letchelet, and some say his wool could be made into techelet for the robe of the Kohen Gadol, which had bells on the bottom that make sounds when it enters the Kodesh, and when Kodesh Kodashim, and when it goes out. So a dead ram could be turned into seven different instruments, which shows the seven birds that the woman has to bring after everything has gone completely wrong in how it was supposed to be offered. Now we'll end the Masechet and end the entire Seder Kodashim with the teaching that shows us how the wisdom of Hachamim only grows more and more as they get older. Rabbi Shimon ben Akasha Omer, Zikne Am Ha'aretz, says Rabbi Shimon ben Akasha, the elderly Ame Ha'aretz, people who are unlearned, calls a man she maskinin da'atan mitarefet alehen, as they age, their minds become confused. Like we say in Iyov, she ne'emar mesir safal ne'emanim v'tam zekenim yikach, he removes the speech of the capable and takes away the rationale of the elderly. We're talking about regular people over here. It says Am Ha'aretz in a nearby pasuk. Aval zikne Torah en anken. But hachamim, our Torah scholars, are not that way. Ela kol zeman shemazkinin da'atan mityashevet alehen. As they grow older, as they age, their minds become more settled. As we say in a pasuk, likewise over there, shene'emar bishishim hochma be'orech yamim tevuna. In their age, when they grow older, there's wisdom, and in the length of their days, there's understanding. Hadran alach masechet kinim, behadran alach seder kodashim, behadrach alach. We look forward to studying together seder taharot.